So there's a big convention in Baltimore this weekend. Thousands are expected to show up for BronyCon. BronyCon 2013, I guess we could call it. Joining me now is Logan Biskernet, who is leading up BronyCon. And BronyCon is a convention of what? Of what kinds of people, Logan?
Fans of the new My Little Pony show, Friendship is Magic.
My Little Pony. Now, you say the new show.
Yes.
Not the ones that we saw when we were little kids.
No, not the 80s ones. Just, you know, today's show is what made it huge like it is. So
now, most people probably haven't seen the new show. They may have seen the old show. Is the new show different from the old show?
The new show is a lot different. It's something that everyone can watch together. It was made by Lauren Faust, who also did Powerpuff Girls and Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Okay, so it's kind of a fun, made for adults, kind of a...
Yeah, you know, kid. It's made for kids, but adults can enjoy it.
Did you like the original My Little Pony?
I never watched it, to be honest with you. It was for girls, so I didn't.
All right, but seriously, My Little Pony?
Yeah, hey, the new show has something for everyone, I think.
And there will be thousands of people here in Baltimore for this convention?
6,000 signed up right now, and we're selling tickets out the door, too, so...
Are we talking mainly guys here, girls, young, old? I mean, who shows up at these conventions?
Typically, you know, late teens, early 20s, and it's about 60% male, 40% female.
And what do you do?
There's all kinds of stuff. We have great panels and events, and we have a place where artists can sell their wares, you know, prints and shirts and all that stuff. We have 140 different people selling things.
140 different people selling all kinds of My Little Pony paraphernalia?
Yeah, anything you could think of.
How much does it cost to go to this convention?
Right now, we're all sold out of the pre-reg, obviously, so tickets at the door are $75.
$75 to go to... Now, is that for all 3 days?
That's all 3 days. And then daily passes are a lot cheaper, obviously, but it's worth it for the 3 day.
And how far away do people come for this?
We actually have people coming from every continent this year. We have a research scientist from Antarctica who signed up.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
People from all seven continents will be coming to Baltimore for a My Little Pony convention.
Yeah.
That is true. How does word even spread of something like this?
Well, we started 2 years ago with only 100 people, and then we moved to the Meadowlands last summer, and we had 4,000, and now we're 6,000 plus.
It's unbelievable. And how did you choose Baltimore for this, by the way? I'm just curious.
We looked all around, and honestly, Baltimore wanted us here. They're friendly to conventions, and they've been great to us.
Do you know how many people from Maryland or from Baltimore will be attending the My Little Pony convention?
Not off the top of my head. I think a lot of them will just buy tickets at the door since they can just drive over. So,
3 days, and it's open 24/7 from what I hear.
It is.
What goes on at about 3 a.m. Saturday morning at the BronyCon 2013?
We mostly have, you know, event rooms open and stuff. Most of our panels are done by 2 or 3 a.m. We've got a 6-hour concert each night, actually, that runs until about 2:30. And
what a concert of
Brony musicians.
Yeah. Singing My Little Pony tunes or any kind of music at all?
It's pony stuff, but it's like, you know, acoustic tracks and remixes of songs from the show, and we've even got a laser show with it. So
anybody from the show actually gonna be there? Any celebrities coming?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of guests from the show. We've got Michelle Krieber, Maddie Peters, Lee Tokar, and then we have the people behind the comic, too.
It's 60% men, you said.
Yeah.
So what is the message that men get from this show that women are getting as well? And are you concerned at all that, you know, you're a part of a little girl's cartoon?
It was made so there's something for everyone, and the show does teach some good lessons, and, you know, people get a lot out of it, and... The main thing behind it, I think, is friendship. You know, I've met some great people through this that I never would have met otherwise. I've been all across the country and made a ton of great friends. So that's what it's really all about.
And 6,000 people will be here this weekend, huh?
At least.
All right. Well, good to talk to you. Best of luck. Enjoy the conference this weekend. Logan Biskernet, who is heading up BronyCon 2013 here in Baltimore this weekend at the Convention Center. Thanks for your time on Maryland's Morning News.
Thanks a lot.